Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air line. I want to welcome our listeners to the broadcast today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the program today. Glory be to God. We're just so thankful to God that you are here. We can pray that you will continue to tune in and listen every Sunday. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrao@gmail.com or connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophet Yvonne Rao, and you can inbox her there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a monthly partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you would like to do that, contact Apostle Yvonne at her email address or inbox her on Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Rao. There are several ministries with you in mind under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao. First, on Sundays, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams as your radio host from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Minister Lane is your radio host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, amen, hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. We want to encourage you to start receiving the Moment in the Spirit by text or email for an offering of $25 or more. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. It is always a blessed word. It's a word that will uplift you in your spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to encourage, contact Apostle to receive the Moment in the Spirit every Monday. Amen. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Apostle and Pastor. Amen. Oh, my God. For the blessed word you will receive, a word that you can carry with you, a word that you can use in your everyday life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage you to get connected to One Word from the Lord with Apostle and Pastor at 11 o'clock p.m. every Tuesday night. Amen. Then on Saturday, we have Wild Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. She comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected to all of the ministries that are under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson. You can submit it there. You can inbox me there. Or you can submit it on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for the day. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. Father God, we thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Father God, for the breath of life. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're able to do all things, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your holy word. We thank you, Father, for healing and deliverance in our lives. Father God, we just thank you for Jesus, the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. We thank you for your love and your mercies, oh God, that are new every day. We thank you, Father, for starting us on our way today, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. As we come praying, Father, we come praying, Father God, that you will supply the needs of your people all through the land. Lord, you know what they need, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and thanks in advance for supplying every one of their needs, oh God. For we know that thou art able to supply everything that they need, regardless of what it is. We know that you are able to supply. Oh, Father God, we just thank you right now for your word, Father God. We thank you for healing and deliverance, oh God, in the minds and the body and the souls of your people, oh Father. We thank you even now, God, for a soul being saved and brought out of sin. We thank you, Father God, for saving that soul even now, God. And we pray that you will save souls all over this world, oh God. Ah, God, we just pray that you save a soul right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that you will clean them up for your glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise for it even now. We pray for those who are sick, those who have lost loved ones, those behind prison bars. We pray for orphanage. We pray for those who have lost parents and children, oh God. We pray for your comfort even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will comfort them in their spirit. We pray that you will give them rest and that you will show them your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just God for healing even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you're able to heal, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for healing right now, Lord. My God, in the minds of your people, oh, God, in the body of your people, oh, God, we thank you for healing, your healing power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, for you are worthy of all our praises. We give this message back unto you. Let it glorify you, O Father. Decrease me and increase you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. Glory be to God. But I got to tell somebody, glory be to God, that God is good. And he's able to do what he says he can do. Ah, hallelujah. I got to tell somebody about Jesus because he is worthy of all of the praises. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for being here today. Glory be to God. I thank God for you being here today. What a blessed day it is to be in the among the living. Glory be to God. God is good. I got to tell somebody that God's been good to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our message is going to come from Mark today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read the scriptures. Hallelujah. Chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, starting at verse 40. And the message will come from this set of scriptures. Amen. And the word of God reads, "And there came a leper to him, besought him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was clean. And he straightway charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and said unto him, See, thou sayest nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze about the manner, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert place. And they came to him from every quarter. Amen. Glory be to God. The title of our message today is Got to Tell Somebody What Jesus Did. I can't hold it to myself. I got to tell somebody what Jesus did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it already because I know what God has done for me. Glory be to God. My God, my God. He got to tell somebody what Jesus did. And this is what the leper did. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The leper, hallelujah, the Bible says that even though Jesus had said unto him not to tell nobody, glory be to God, hallelujah, he went out and he published. In other words, he had to tell somebody what Jesus had did. The scripture tells us that the leper, hallelujah, had leprosy. Glory be to God. And leprosy is kind of like it's a cancer-like disease that they consider curable. It's something like they would call like a AIDS disease now. They don't have a cure for it, glory be to God. The only difference is that in those days, glory be to God, they didn't have a cure for it. So the people were considered like outcasts, and you couldn't come around others because they considered you to be unclean. Glory be to God. It was more like a skin disease that you might have. They may have had like lumps on their skin, some kind of deformity, but it was a disease that was curable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at that time, they didn't have the medication and the stuff that we have today. Glory be to God. And they were just considered unclean because of this skin disease that rotten the skin. Glory be to God. But the Bible goes on to tell us that the leper, glory be to God, it says that he sought at Jesus, and he, in other words, he kneeled before Jesus. In other words, he worshiped him. Glory be to God. He sought him for his healing. He sought him for his deliverance. Glory be to God. He moved by his faith for his healing. Glory be to God. He didn't just glory be to God, but he moved and he stepped out on faith because he was not supposed to be there because he was already an outcast. And by law, hallelujah, he had disobeyed the law because he was among the people, glory be to God, kneeling and worshiping before Jesus to receive his healing all by his faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. And Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus was moved by him. He was moved by him. Hallelujah. So much so that he reached forth and he touched him. Glory be to God. He touched him. And the Bible says immediately the man was healed. God wants to touch you. He wants to heal you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wants to bring forth healing in your life. Glory be to God. But you got to be willing to do as the leper man did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He wasn't supposed to be there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's supposed to be in his own little community because they had like all their own little communities back then in those days where they cast people out that had this type of disease. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, glory be to God. God, hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, healed this man of leprosy that had never been done. This was a miracle within itself, the healing power of God. Glory be to God that the man was healed immediately. It didn't say yesterday. It didn't say an hour. From then it said immediately with me in that very moment. The moment that Jesus laid his hands on him, he was healed from the disease. It was dried up. He was no longer unclean, but now he was clean. Glory be to God. God wants to clean you up. Glory be to God. He wants to clean you up. He wants to bring you out of sin. He wants to heal your mind. He wants to heal your body. He wants to heal your soul. But you got to be willing to come out of sin. Glory be to God. You got to want to be healed. You got to want to be delivered. You got to want to be set free. Glory be to God. My God, you got to want him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. time to get our house in order. It's time to get our house cleaned up. And I'm not talking about your house that you live in. I'm talking about your body. Glory be to God. It's time to get our soul right with God. Glory be to God. Time for us to come unto him. Come in his name. Glory be to God. Ask him to heal your body. Ask him to heal your soul and your mind. Glory be to God. If you will come as the leper came, even though he had leprosy, glory be to God, even though he was a cast out, even though he was full of disease, glory be to God. You know, being to feel disease, glory be to God. Oh, my God, darkness. Oh, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. Glory be to God. He wants to deliver your mind. He wants to make your mind whole. He wants to heal your body and your soul and your spirit. He wants to heal you. Glory be to God. But you got to come. Hallelujah, my God, my God. See, the Bible says that once Jesus touched you, he wants to touch you. He's reaching out to you, but you won't answer. Glory be to God, my God, my God. See, this leper, I can imagine that he only felt that I've been cast out from among the ones that I love. I've been cast out of my church, because back in those days, they wouldn't even let them really in the congregation because they felt like they wasn't worthy to be to worship God because of all of the disease that they had, and it was considered contagious. So they were cast away. They were cast among others who had diseases. Glory be to God, that was incurable. But this day, glory be to God, this man who had leprosy and who was labeled as a leper came unto Jesus with a heart of repentance, with a heart to worship, a heart to bow down on his knees and said, Lord, I need you to heal me. Glory be to God. I need you to heal me. Somebody needs to say, Lord, I need you to heal me. Glory be to God. I can't do this thing on my own, God, but I need you to heal me. Glory be to God. My God, my God. If you would just seek him as the leper seeked him for healing, glory be to God, he will heal your body. Hallelujah. He'll give you your mind back. He'll give you your peace and your joy back. Glory be to God. But you got to seek him, glory be to God, for healing. He's always willing to heal. That's why Jesus says in the word of God, hallelujah, in the scriptures, before he said, let us go into the next town that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. In other words, Jesus is saying, I was sent that the sick and the lame could be healed. Glory be to God. I was sent that the brokenhearted can be mended. I was sent that you might receive healing in your life. Glory be to God. I was sent for that. I was sent for to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that healing can manifest in the lives of the people of God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Healing in the body, in the mind, in the spirit. True healing is from Jesus, and through Jesus, divine healing. Oh, my God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, through Jesus Christ, because Jesus was doing his earthly ministry, and Jesus was healing many that Jesus was healing. Not only did he heal the leper, but he healed the blind man. Glory be to God. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He healed so many, because that's what he was sent for. Glory be to God, that the lives of people might be healed and changed, that people would be delivered from sin. Glory be to God. God, my God, what an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, my God. But it said immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was clean. Oh, my God. He was clean. Hallelujah. He no longer had the disease that had dried up. Glory be to God. We need God. We need God to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and all unholiness. We need God to clean us. Oh, glory be to God. We need God to heal our minds. in our bodies. Oh, God, Lord, do it right now. Glory be to God. Heal somebody, Lord. Heal the mind, God. Heal the body now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Be thou healed. Oh, my God. In the power of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He was clean. Hallelujah. See, when you reach for him and you seek him and he touches you, he'll cleanse you that you will walk in righteousness and holiness. Glory be to God. Is something wrong when you say that you've been touched and that you've been healed, but you're not living for Jesus? You're living unrighteous and you're living unholy. Oh, you're living a life before God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, it's time to clean up, all right, and get right with God. It's time out for playing church. It's time to get right with God. Glory be to God. You know, I can only imagine that the leper that, you know, it's time for me to seek a healing. It's time for me to seek deliverance. It's time for me to get healed. And the only way I can get this healing, I hear about a man named Jesus. I heard about him. Somebody else probably told him about it. Somebody probably told him something about Jesus and what Jesus was doing, the healing that Jesus was performing, and the miracles of healing that Jesus had performed. That he was willing to take the risk. He was willing to step out in faith. He was willing to worship God before others. He was willing to say, I don't know if I got to go by myself. Glory be to God. But I'm going to receive my healing. Glory be to God. He had to leave all others behind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, God, we just thank you for healing. God still is a healer today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. He wants to clean you up. Ah, hallelujah. He wants to clean you up. Hallelujah. If you really want to be clean, glory be to God. But this leper wanted to really be clean. And he said, and seeked God to be cleansed from his sickness and his disease. And that's the only way we're going to receive true healing and deliverance. It must come through Jesus. My God, many people sometimes feel that they have been healed, they have been delivered and set free, and end up in the same place. But if you seek true healing through the true healer, if you receive it through Jesus, the true healer, you can't go. Glory be to God. Because he will take the peace out of your mouth. Glory be to God. He won't commit those sexual sins. Because he will commit, my God. If you will seek him for your healing and your deliverance, he will cleanse you up and you won't have that desire anymore. Glory be to God. My God, my God. And the Bible goes on to tell us that he couldn't keep it to himself. Glory be to God. It said he went around and he was publishing it, even though Jesus said, I want you to keep this other way on the down low. He ain't got to tell everybody. Don't tell everybody. But he couldn't help it. He had to tell somebody what Jesus had done because he knew that it was a divine healing of Jesus. When he touched him, he was automatically, immediately healed. He got to tell somebody. We got to tell somebody about Jesus and what Jesus has done in our lives. We got to tell somebody. Glory be to God. We like to publish everything else. We love to get on these little street committees and talk about one another and backbite one another. Tell somebody about Jesus. When you're wasting that energy gossiping about somebody else, tell somebody about what Jesus has done for you. Glory be to God. You got to tell somebody. This leper couldn't heal it. He was no longer a leper, but he was now clean. Glory be to God. He was now healed. He was now delivered. Glory be to God. And he had to tell somebody. I got to tell somebody what Jesus has done for me. Glory be to God, because I know him as a deliverer and a healer. Glory be to God. I know him. Glory be to God. My God, I got to tell somebody. Glory be to God. We got to tell somebody that Jesus lives. We got to tell somebody that Jesus is a healer. We got to tell somebody that Jesus is a provider. We got to tell somebody that the blood of Jesus will wash away your sin and cleanse you. Glory be to God. Cleanse you from all unrighteousness and all unholiness. Glory be to God. We got to tell somebody what Jesus has done in our. Glory be to God. We got to tell somebody. Glory be to God. That's why I tell testimonies, because testimony allows them to see the power of God working in your life. Glory be to God. My God. Hallelujah. We tell them everything else. We tell them we're getting married. We tell them we're having babies. We tell them that we got money. We tell them we got masses on the hill. We tell them that we got a man, got a woman. We tell them everything about the goodness of God. We tell them everything, but we don't tell them about Jesus. We tell them everything, but we don't tell them about the blood. We tell them about everything, but we don't talk about God's mercy and his goodness. Glory be to God. We got to tell somebody what Jesus has done in our life. We got to tell somebody what he did. We got to be like the leper. Glory be to God. The man that Jesus healed and cleansed him. Glory be to God. We got to tell it. We got to publish it so much so that somebody else wants Jesus. They want that kind of God in their life. Glory be to God. They want the truth. Glory be to God. We got to tell somebody what Jesus has done. We got to tell somebody what he did. And that's what the leper did. He published on every sign, oh, glory be to God. He wasn't gospel, but he was giving them a truth. This man named Jesus healed me. It was a man named Jesus that touched me, and I was immediately healed. There was a man named Jesus that I kneeled down and I worshiped him. Oh, my God, I all hope was gone. I had a disease, but I got to tell you about a man named Jesus that healed my body. I got to tell you about it. I got to tell you about Jesus. I can tell you about what he did. Hallelujah, because he healed me. Glory be to God. I got to tell you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I got to tell somebody about you. I got to tell him who he is. I got to tell him that he's the Son of God. I got to tell him that he's the Messiah. I got to tell him that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I got to tell him. I got to tell him who he is. I got to tell him what he can do. Oh, my God. I got to let him know that he is a shepherd. I got to tell somebody about what Jesus did for me. Glory be to God. I don't know what he did for you, but I know what he has done for me. Glory be to God. And that's why I don't mind giving a testimony. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You got to tell somebody what Jesus did for you. Glory be to God. That somebody else's soul can be saved. That somebody else's mind can be healed and made whole. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. You got to tell somebody what Jesus did for you. Glory be to God. We got to be like this leper. Hallelujah. My God, we got to tell somebody what Jesus did for us. My God, you don't know what your testimony is doing in the lives of somebody else. Glory be to God. My God, we all got to get out of here. Woo. My God, we just thank God for his holy word. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, if you would just say this simple prayer, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, we believe that you are saved. Find your Bible-believing church, amen. Get your Bible, begin to read it. Develop your relationship with the Father. Glory be to God. Leave a message on Facebook or inbox me there. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week in the Lord. Amen. Remember that you got to tell somebody what Jesus did for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell it on the mountain. Tell it everywhere you go what Jesus has did for you. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.